The Utica mayor's race is already heating up. We have three candidates right now. We got Rob Palmieri on the Democrat side, and on the Republican side for a primary, it's going to be the endorsed candidate, Bob Cardillo, taking on current comptroller for the city of Utica, Mike Seminaro. And joining us now, Mr. Seminaro, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Did you have a nice Father's Day?
Beautiful.
You got a large family, don't you?
Well, most of my grandchildren live out of town. I have my oldest one here because from Florida, because she's, I'm going to brag a little bit.
She's got
a scholarship to Plattsburgh, and she's going to be going up there for the next 4 years, my lovely Brianna. And, yeah, they all called from Florida and from Connecticut, so we had a nice, it was a nice quiet Father's Day.
Well, it's good to have a quiet day these days.
Absolutely.
For the campaigns. Absolutely. Kicked off. The petitions are out, and you're knocking on doors. How's that going?
It's going fabulous. I've been doing this now, petitions, for almost 30 years, and I have to say that in my 30 years of almost of doing these petitions, the response has just been overwhelming. There is a very deep concern out there on the direction of government on all levels, and many of my constituents have expressed to me their desire that to put the city back on the right track, and that's something that we intend to do.
For those of you that don't know Mike Seminaro, why don't you give us your background?
Well, I'm 29 years old.
I figured it was
times.
Down
there. I'm 62 year old in a few more months, and I've been here all my life. I've had a family business for many years, back in my early days, very successful family business. We entered politics at the urging of many individuals back in the early 80s, elected councilman in North Utica for 10 years, president of common council for 4 years. We've served as DPW commissioner for 4 years under the Julian administration, city controller now for the last 5 years, now we're going to be seeking the office for mayor of the city of Utica, which we did in 1999. We tried once before, but it wasn't the time, and this is the time now.
So you've been pretty involved in every aspect of city government.
Very much so, and that lends very well to why I'm getting such a good response out in the street, because people know me. I mean, they feel comfortable. I've been in many of their homes already. I've helped many of them in different organizations and different situations. So I think my proven ability to work with the people of the city of Utica is boding very well out there for me.
Your opponent, Bob Cardillo, last week outlined his plans for the city of Utica. He really wanted to focus on the immigration population, ethics for the city government, and for public services. Where do you stand? What do you want? What are you really going to highlight for your campaign?
First of all, Mark, first of all, what we need to do is get our government back on track, so to speak. We need to clean this town up. We need to get back to a level of services that the people can rely on, having their snow plowed on time, having their streets repaired on time. The immigrant population has been a thriving population here in the city of Utica over the last 15 years. Many of them have opened up businesses. With the city of Utica has been a partner with them. They've basically have a rebirth in many sections of the city because of the immigrant population. My father was an immigrant,
right,
that came over from the old country many years ago. So I'm a product of that generation, and I embrace that wave of immigrants coming in because they are the new breed. And we've worked with them through the years to establish homes, to establish businesses in the area, and we're going to continue that.
So where do you stand on some of the bigger issues like parking downtown? Like the HSBC building is a big issue these days. Public safety is a big issue. Taxes, the tax cap that the government wants to put in place, 2% tax cap, how's that going to fare for the city?
The city, along with other levels of government, have a spending problem. That's the problem in a nutshell. They spend too much money. So I'm in favor of a property tax cap to a point. I do not plan to raise taxes. I plan to make the necessary changes in city government so that we don't have to make have a property tax increase, which means that there are going to be some cuts, some consolidation. But most importantly, we're going to be doing things a little bit different in some certain areas, not only at our public safety, parks department, and public other areas like that. But government now needs to get stronger, it needs to get leaner, and it needs to get – you got to get more bang for your buck. I mean, that's what people are crying for. they feel abandoned out there.
Yeah.
And if you stand by the people and you serve them well and they see what you're trying to do is really in their best interest, they will support your efforts.
Today's article, front page of the Observer Dispatch, I'll read you the headline. Can mayoral candidates stay focused on issues? Negativity flourishes in all elections. Dan Miner, where do you stand? Your opponent on the, your projected opponent on the Democrat side, Rob Palmieri, came out with some pretty harsh criticism for your primary opponent, Bob Cardillo, last week. What's your opinions? And why did Mr. Palmieri all of a sudden just come out with these statements?
Mark, I'm going to be very honest with you. I've been in this a long time. I don't need to get negative. I have a record. People know me. I've served in many, many different capacities throughout the city, different organizations. People know me. I'll run on my record.
Yeah.
I'll run on me, Mike Seminaro. That's what people have told me they like. They like the way I've conducted myself. They like my approach to the government. That's what I'm going to run on. What is done by other people is fine. But like I said in the newspaper, if you want to sling the mud and you want to get in the dirt, okay, I'll be ready for it. But as of right now, I don't need to do that. I'm just running on me.
What dirt would they sling at Mike Seminaro? What's the one thing your critics would point as your deficiency?
Well, right now what we're hearing is that I've been government too long. They're saying that I'm part of the problem. Well, let me tell you something, Mark. If governments and mayors throughout the years have listened to what I've wanted to do and what I've stood for, we would not be in the situation that we're in today. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running. A lot of former mayors and a lot of former common councils and county executives and legislators have not listened to some of the wonderful and beautiful ideas that are out there that I've come across these last 25 years in government. Beautiful ideas that we need to implement, and that's why we're running. We can make a difference, and that's what I'm known for, and I don't need to get negative and throw mud.
The biggest, example would be recently is the J.K. Hage payments. And you were very you felt it was an exuberant amount of money. What is it, $300,000?
$250,000.
Yeah. What was the reasoning behind wanting to withhold those payments?
Well, first of all, I've said from the very beginning that I thought that the Grow West instance was handled improperly. The FBI was already on it. HUD officials were already on it. I wanted to bring in other agencies to do the investigative work. I didn't feel that the course of action that the city took was appropriate, and I thought it was a sum of money that did not need to be expended. If I was mayor of the city of Utica, we would have not have expended $250,000, which, by the way, now has left a gaping hole in our budget.
That's a big problem, is especially with the contingency fund, with the cities being so low. How do you fix that? I mean, I would think cut spending.
It's that simple. You cut spending in areas where you can cut. You consolidate in other areas where you can. I'll give you a perfect example. When I was at DPW, I noticed that the operation was running where I thought there was a lot of waste of time and energies, and I wanted to put my DPW crew to work in other areas. So we came up with the green waste system. The green waste system was put in place so that the city of Utica could start its street paving program, that we can fix our own streets. Guess what? That can save $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in our city budget. That's what I mean of approaching problems and looking at it differently. Where can we now make the efforts of our city workers more productive that can actually save us money? That's the type of ideas that I want to initiate when if the good Lord willing, we become mayor of the city of Utica.
We're speaking with mayoral candidate Mike Seminaro for the city of Utica. Now, the master plan, Dave Raffaro's plan, the current mayor of Utica, if you're elected, would you keep the plan or would you scrap it?
Well, I think it's up to a vote of common council right now, and if they vote for it, obviously we will keep the plan. We will use those items in the plan that are good. I mean, I have my ideas on how, in what areas I want to focus on when it comes to neighborhoods and downtown development. No, I do not want to tear down the HSBC building if we don't have to. I would love to have a tenant in there, and that's going to be a priority to get that building resurrected. It all works hand in hand with a parking plan for the city of Utica. How many open parking spaces do we have in the city of Utica right now?
Five?
No, we have much more than that.
Really?
When you look at the Kennedy parking garage and you look at the car parking area in Union and the Boston store parking. What you find out is that there are a lot of open spaces left out there. So what kind of plan can we put together to, one, utilize these spaces, even if it means that we have to have shuttle buses running through the area, or two, if that won't work, then we need the parking garage. I mean, so one way or another, it has to be
whatever happened with that parking garage that was proposed, that we were supposed to be starting construction this year, and everybody's kind of like, well, I don't know what happened with that.
Well, it all boils down to money.
Yeah.
The cost of that project has escalated. I believe that the overruns on there are over $1 million now from when it was originally proposed. So it becomes now a cash flow issue. You have to front that money, Mark, to build the garage.
Yeah.
So do you go out and bond for that money? Do you go out and take a note out for that money? So you're getting to areas now that we didn't face years ago. The parking garage, when the monies were allocated, that's when it should have been done, built, and everything else. But again, legal red tape comes in the way. There's so many different little strings attached to these monies that it delays the project. And before you know it, you're way behind schedule.
Do you like the roundabout, the idea?
I'm not a roundabout fan.
Yeah,
I'll be
me neither. Mike,
I'm not a roundabout fan. And my first thought, Mark, was I could see a person that is not quite great in their driving skills, so to speak, getting caught up in this roundabout. I've experienced them out in Connecticut and Cape Cod, and they're locally right over here at Rome.
Yeah, that drives me nuts in the base.
If the federal government and the state government and really government's going to give us $2 million, I think I could have put it to a little better use than a roundabout, but that's what they said it needed to be built for, so that's what the city of Utica is.
I can only imagine a 16-year-old driver just getting his license, coming up from the DMV, being like, yes, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get, you know, pick up my friends and go for a ride, getting stuck in that roundabout. It's going to be like a bad British comedy in my head.
I hope not. I hope it all works out for
And what about
everyone.
The parade? What about the St. Patrick's Day parade? Coming down, we're going to have to march around the roundabout and then come down.
Yeah, there you go.
And plowing, it just seems like it's going to be more of a headache than it is worth.
But again, once it's put in place, we'll deal with it and we'll make it go. And if need be, we'll do whatever we can to make it work.
MetLife is planning their exit from the Utica Business Park on Burstone. How do we keep jobs in the city of Utica? How do we encourage businesses to come in, put their roots down, and open up their doors?
That business park, Mark, that business park is there because of myself, Steve DeMeo, the Louis LePoe administration, working together with federal state officials. We took an abandoned, Tom Nelson was very instrumental in that business park also. We took a vacant piece of land that was used as a golf course and turned it into a business park that was just exuding jobs. And at the time, that was the way to do it. You have to go back to that philosophy again. You have to use your UDAG money, your CDBG monies, your IAG monies, your Section 108 monies. Those monies you use to leverage private equity. So if someone can come forth like they did with Allied Bendix and the GE building, come back with private monies, you take those monies and you now leverage them to bring in millions of other dollars to help promote business. We have to get back to that again. But first of all and foremost, you got to clean the city up so people are proud again to go out, to walk the neighborhoods, to drive through our town. When you have a clean, safe city, business people that come through here say, you know, I like this town. Let me stop over at City Hall. Let me see what they got. That's how it's done.
Your opponent, Bob Cardillo, has touted his HUD experience under George Bush. And he says he's got the knowledge and the wherewithal on how to get the funding that's out there, the federal funding.
We've already did it, Mark. Mark, we already did it. The business park is a classic example. We've done it. We've worked with the Sherry Bollerts, and we worked with the Senator DeMottos, and we worked on all the county executives. We've done it. We've had the track record. It's nothing new. We just need to get back to that mentality again.
Because it makes it – his campaign makes it seem like there's there's money out there the city of Utica is missing out on. Is there millions of dollars that we're not getting?
Well, if there is, I think he should call Mayor Raffaro and tell him exactly where it is right now. But I know the city government has, over these last 4 years, has brought in a tremendous amount of grants and used them to the benefit to help start businesses and clean up the area over there. The administration is very active in that field. So if there's something there that is missing, then it would behoove anyone to pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, there's a you know, $1 million grant sitting out over here.
Right.
That transcends politics, Mark. That yeah. should not even be into the political arena.
How do you work with the Common Council? How do you get the mayor's office and the Common Council synced up onto the right page?
Well, you make them part of the process. You make them part of the process. You don't wait until the last second and send down the legislation.
Right.
They got to be involved from day one. And I know that's happened through the years. And there are times that it has not happened. But we have many intelligent people on the Common Council that are there for one reason, to make their city the best place they can live. They have to be a partner in this process. They have good connections, too.
Sure.
They know people also. So, you know, forget the Democrat, Republican, conservative. Forget all that nonsense. It's the individual. This is what this is boiling down to. It's the individual, whether that individual sits in as mayor, comptroller, president of the Common Council, council members. It's the individuals that are going to get together and move the city.
What policies that are currently in place would you like to see continued throughout the next, whoever is in the next mayor of Utica?
The number one, because this goes back to the late 70s. Number one, Mark, the harbor. Harbor Point. One of the reasons why I got involved in city government back in the early 80s was because of Harbor Point. That idea that was broached by, God rest his soul, Tom Bach and Mayor Pling at the time, was one of the most fabulous ideas that this city needs to put into fruition. Mayor Rivera has done a wonderful job in cutting through the red tape and getting this project back on track, even though there's still time left.
Yeah.
That's got to be done from, you know, National Grid and people like that need to clean up that air a little bit more. But that Harbor Point project, to me, is a project and anchor that will have tremendous rippling effects through the whole, not only downtown area. I wanted to make Hotel Utica, the Harbor Hotel,
yeah.
And key off of that. I mean, the Radisson, all these local hotels will boom tremendously with development down over there. And I don't mean ball field development.
Right.
I mean really good development that is going to be geared for drawing families down there, drawing kids down there, drawing seniors down there to have a wonderful time where someone coming visiting their grandma and grandpa here in Utica, New York, let's go down to the harbor for the activities.
Yeah.
That's the type of draw that we want to make it.
Last word, Mike, is what do you want the people to take away from Mike Seminaro, from this interview? What do you want people to have a lasting impression of you?
I've been there for them. I'm going to continue to be there for them. I want them to be proud of the city like I'm proud of the city, and we can fix our problems and move this city forward. It's not rocket science. We're going to roll up our sleeves, do our job, and we're going to make Utica a great city again. Immigrants, everyone alike, we're going to make it a great city.
And how can people get involved in your campaign if they want signs or anything like that? You got websites up or anything like that?
They can call me directly. I like talking with people
personally. You're not a very website guy,
I'm not a tweeter, a twipper, a twooper, or whatever. You know, I don't do that. I like to talk to people directly. I don't want people hiding behind some computer screen or something like that. Call me up directly, 797-4939 at my house. And so far, so good. I mean, the response has been phenomenal.
Mike Seminaro, good luck in the campaign, and we'll be following
and very enjoy this weather.
I have been looking forward to this political season so much, especially the mayor's race between you, Cardillo, Palmieri.
Exciting.
It is going to be
exciting
because there's so many dynamics that are going on this year.
It's absolutely
an interesting time to be in the city of Utica.
I'm glad to be part of it.